to Washington after spending Easter week at the ranch in Texas, the White House press secretary saying they're monitoring the situation. The activists who want Terri Schiavo's feeding tube restored have moved to the nation's capital, some of them after spending days outside the Florida hospice where the brain-damaged woman is getting care. Now in Washington, D.C., Reverend Patrick Mahoney of the Christian Defense Coalition says he hopes to persuade congressional leaders to enforce a subpoena that Congress issued earlier this month. The House and Senate had both requested that Terri Schiavo be brought to Washington for review of her situation. Schiavo's feeding tube removed more than 10 days ago, and the repeated efforts by her parents to force its reinsertion have been rejected in the federal and the Florida state courts. The Supreme Court will not hear an effort to revive the state of Idaho's stringent law requiring parental consent for girls under 18 to get abortions. The justices let stand a lower court ruling that struck down the law. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the law was too strict on emergency abortions. The law said girls could only get abortions without consent if, quote, sudden and unexpected physical complications arose. The Idaho law had been challenged by Planned Parenthood of Idaho and one of four Idaho doctors. The Colorado Supreme Court overturned a death sentence today that they say may have been influenced by the Bible. The ruling came in the case of a man convicted in the rape and killing of a cocktail waitress back in 1994. Prosecutors had argued that the jurors should have access to the Bible and other religious texts during their deliberations. Defense attorneys said five jurors looked up Bible verses, copied some down. The Colorado High Court ruled scriptural passages like those demanding an eye for an eye or tooth for a tooth could influence jurors to vote for the death penalty. The justices now ordered the defendant in a case to serve life in prison without parole. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Randy Rhoads.
I am Randy Rhoads. Fabulous. Look how beautiful. Look at you. Fabulous. Tim, what do you think?
It's fabulous.
Oh, she never looked better in her life. Oh, one eye is bigger than the other. Turn it the other way.
Randy's back.
She's not symmetrical.
Randy's back.
See, symmetry is beauty, and that's why she's not.
Randy's back, and in perfect working order.
I'm feeling like every woman.
Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio.
Okay, turn it the other way. Okay, now turn this way and chin down.
Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. We have an action-packed program tonight. We may even bring in the jugglers at some point. We have a bit of audio from my representative, Cynthia McKinney. I'm so glad she's back in D.C. But you have to hear, you probably would have heard it if the Terry Schiavo case hadn't hijacked the news for the last 10 days. But this is from a few days ago when the House Armed Services Committee had as witnesses the killer, the murderer, Donald Rumsfeld, and his cohort, General Myers, and a third guy. And Cynthia McKinney, Representative McKinney, asked three questions of these cold-blooded killers. And I want you to hear, I've got the long version, which runs about 7 minutes. Is that right, about eight? We can cut it down and just run a shorter version. So very quickly, email me and let me know if you want the long or short. That's all I have to say, long, short. Email me at MikeDMalloy@AOL.com. Because this is an eight-minute cut, and I don't want to, you know, get anybody too bored with that. But I'll tell you, having heard it, it's something to hear. This, as we say here in the South, this little old gal from DeKalb County, little representative, one of only 435 little old representatives in Washington, D.C., just kicking ass of two or three of the most powerful men in the history of the human race, and there is Ms. McKinney whooping butt. It's the same Cynthia McKinney that really got in trouble, got defeated. Because for 2 years, she was out of office for 2 years while a fake Democrat took over. But you remember how she got attacked with some of the things that she said about 9/11. So anyway, send me an email, okay? Just say long or short. Let us know what version of this you want to hear. Now, program note, I'm going to be in New York this Sunday. Well, I'm going to be up there. Kathy and I and the kid are going to be up there for like four or five days. We'll be broadcasting from Air America Studios Monday and Tuesday night next. Sunday night coming, we're going to be at the Raven Cafe. We're going to stop by Harold, the owner of the Raven. He's called this program a couple of times, but he's said, "Yeah, come on by. You can use the Raven Cafe." So we're going to be there just to meet and greet, you know, just to shake your hand. That's at from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Two quick hours. Sunday, April 3rd, coming, and that's the address is 194 Avenue A. So if you're in the city, you want to come by and say howdy. We'd love to see you. And this Friday, coming. Is this Friday April Fool's Day? Well, this is appropriate then, because we're all sick of being made into fools, right? This Friday, we're going to do the second Malloy program where only people between the ages of 13 and 17 will be calling in. We it's another, I hate the term youth night. Jesus, it sounds like something the Communist Party used to hold, or the Catholic Church. My bad, there's no difference. So if you're between the ages of 13, that means 13 through 17 inclusive. If you're 12, you got to wait. If you're 18, you're too old. This is this Friday, okay? We'll be talking about this again during the week. So if you're between the ages of 13 and 17, 13 and 17 inclusive, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, call in Friday night. We're going to turn the show. We had so many people who, not just adults, but kids too, who said, wow, you know, that was really it's good to hear from America's youth. All right? That's this Friday. And then Sunday we'll be in New York. Come by and see us at the Raven if the spirit moves you. Those are all the notes. We can start the program. All right. A couple of emails, requests. One we'll talk about at the bottom of this hour. It comes from our friends in Australia. But Carol, from New York City, wanted me to give another mention to this baby seal hunt that starts tomorrow. Tuesday, I guess. And over the next 6 weeks, according to information here, at least 320,000 of these little baby seals will be beaten to death on the ice in Canadian territory. Now, I don't necessarily fault the Canadian government. I fault the people who trade in this stuff. I really do. Let's face it. If there's a market for your blood, somebody will figure out a way to collect it and sell it. That's just how the so-called marketplace works, right? But I really do fault the people who buy and sell this products like this. The only way you can get this is beat these little animals to death. Jesus Christ, haven't we progressed? Oh, well, never mind. Can't we make synthetic furs now? Isn't that possible? Yeah, it's possible. Anyway, there's going to be another protest tomorrow in New York City in front of the building that houses the Canadian consulate. It's at 1251 Avenue of the Americas. That's tomorrow, noon till 2. All right? 1251 Avenue of the Americas, noon till 2. If you're so inclined, go. Voice your protest. You know, now I could use all the words that a lot of folks use. They're cute, they're innocent, they're defenseless, yada yada. But above and beyond all that, there's no reason. There's no reason to kill them, for God's sake. So what? They can be skinned and turned into some half-wit's hat or coat? Come on. We kill other animals for that, right? And Carol writes, if you have a heart, you can't help crying when you see a picture of these baby seals and think about the painful death that awaits so many of them. All right, yeah. And there are websites for this. There's harpseals.org. There's the ifaw.org. There's friendsofanimals.org. So, you know, I don't know. It's just kind of sick. It really is. It's just kind of sick. That's all. It's just sick stuff. I get so damn sick of sick stuff. Don't you? Don't you just get sick of sick stuff? I guess I'm in the wrong business. I just get sick. I don't care if it's Terry Schiavo or baby harp seals or prisoners in Abu Ghraib or prisoners that we've murdered in Afghanistan. All of it! It's just sick stuff. I get tired. Don't you get tired of it? I just get tired of it. Jesus. You know, never mind. Robin in West Virginia sent me an email regarding what we talked about. Remember the candles? Was that Friday we talked about the candle? Or Thursday, the candles that smell like Jesus? Ah. And Robin writes, I'm guessing the next big thing in Jesus marketing will be an official Jesus sports drink. And Robin has some suggested copy here. An invigorating blend of electrolytes simulating his salty perspiration as he hung crucified for you and me, flavored with essences of lemons, pomegranates, cassia, aloe and oranges, frankincense and myrrh, and enhanced with real date sugar for extra godly energy. It's not just a sports drink. It's a religious experience. Get your second win from the second coming. Robin, you're a sick man. I swear to God, you're a sick man. What was that? One of our friends on Sunday said, what was the advertisement? Christ may have risen, but our prices haven't. That's at some of the local furniture stores or something here in the buckle of the Bible Belt. Christ may have risen, but our prices haven't. Oh, my God. And remember the new low-carb communion wafer. If you're Catholic, you're included here. It's the I Can't Believe It's Not Jesus wafer. Well, you know, I'm always saying things that a lot of religious people say. You always bust up on Christians. Boy, if you said that about the Jews, they'd come and crucify you. That's it. If you said about the Muslims, they'd burn you. Yeah. Well, I've got something here about Satan. All right? From an Indiana pet shop owner. Oh, you're not going to believe this. We'll get to the serious stuff in a little bit. All right? Stay with me. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malone.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is a marvelous cleaning machine, and it's so light it's a pleasure to use. It outperforms vacuums weighing 3 times as much, and it's so sanitary it won't spew a cloud of dust back in your face the way those other bagless vacuums do. And to keep it running like new, we'll give you 3 free annual tune-ups. Try my amazing 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
Millions of people who've never set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day, living without health insurance. You can't afford not to have it, but affordable insurance can be hard to find, especially if you're a hard-working entrepreneur or if you work for a company that doesn't offer benefits. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. They have a plan that fits your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. We're here 24 hours a day to help, so call right now. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Don't gamble. Go to Midwest for their affordable health insurance. That toll-free number again is 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Not available in all states.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
When you turn your heart and your life over to Christ, when you accept Christ as a Savior, it changes your heart and changes your life.
What was that? That was Bush, Kathy? When did he say that? Mm-hmm. All right, we can stop the boats now. It's running about 1,000,000 to 1. When we do the Cynthia McKinney thing, which I think will be the second hour of the program tonight, we will play the long version. Okay, it's 8 minutes and 7 seconds. Kathy informs me, and we'll play the whole thing for you. It's really it is really something to hear. And if you saw the video, if you saw Representative McKinney, and she's a small person, all right, sitting there, just kicking Don Rumsfeld's ass all over the room. It was, oh, my goodness. I mean, you've got to have courage to do that. This is a man that can put a bomb down your chimney. All right, long version. That'll be coming up within the hour. Within an hour, whatever. Now, about the, you know how we're always doing these little news stories, and you're saying it too, about some believer sees the image of the Virgin Mary and something, or you know, an omelet or a pancake, or a, you know, a clot of phlegm on the sidewalk, or you know, seeing Christ in a bowl of spaghetti. You know, I wonder sometimes, you know, do those people realize how they're cheapening and just making awful business of the Christian faith when they do that? My God, why does nobody ever see Muhammad's face in a bowl of chili? You know, why does no one ever see Moses parting the Red Sea, whatever the hell it was. What was it, Red Sea? Red Sea. Moses parting the Red Sea in a bowl of falafel or in a slice of gefilte fish. You know, why is it always they see Christ or the Virgin Mary in spit or sunbeams or lampshades or the baby's, a dimple on the baby's ass? Look here, Ralph! It looks like the Virgin Mary. What is that? Well, here's the latest. This is from Michigan Town, Indiana. A turtle that was the only survivor of a pet shop fire apparently has come out of this little inferno with a hellish memento, right? There is a the turtle, according to the Associated Press, is a palm-sized slider turtle named Lucky. It was the only animal to survive a fire last October at Dora's Adorable Pet Shop in Frankfort, Indiana. The owner, Brian Dora, now says, oh, Jesus, sit down for this one. The owner, Brian Dora, now says he sees an image of Satan's face on the critter's shell. He can spot lips, eyes, a goatee, shoulders, and a pair of pointy horns on the turtle's back. Mr. Dora says the marking on the shell was like the devil wanted us to know he was down there. To me, Mr. Dora says, it's too coincidental that the only thing to come out unscathed would have this image on it. According to the Associated Press, the turtle is healthy and there was no change in its behavior, although it has taken to carrying around a little tiny pitchfork. No, I added that part. The cause of the fire that destroyed 9 businesses has not been determined. Now, Mr. Dora, see, here's the reason for the whole story, apparently. Mr. Dora has produced a DVD of the turtle's story. I swear to Christ, this is on MSNBC.com. I'm not making this up. Mr. Dora has produced a DVD of the turtle's story that he plans to auction on the Internet. He will also offer the winning bidder the chance to buy the turtle. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It never stops, does it? We live in an asylum. The United States, you know, I said last week, and I got some people pissed off. I said, I hate my country. I'm sorry, I feel the same way this week. And it's because they have turned it into an asylum. The religious and political right. I swear I feel like I'm living in an institute for the criminally insane. Now, if you're a mental health advocate, oh, Jesus, don't email me. I'm not being, you know, I'm not being politically incorrect. I feel like I live in an asylum. Now, this next story I want to share with you will come back. Something the Interior Secretary Gail Norton has done. She's named a guy to be acting director of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. All right? The director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And guess what he has done prior to Gail Norton appointing him? Well, you'll find out in a minute. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. And you sing, heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one. You're the devil in the sky.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's
1-800-900-2657.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
I got an email from some of our folks down under at 12thharmonic.com, and they wanted me to play a little Crowded House music because the drummer, Paul Hester, who you're hearing right now, apparently committed suicide, hanged himself in a Melbourne park over the weekend. 46-year-old father of two. He was found in Elsternwick Park in Brighton, in Australia, or in Melbourne, after walking his two dogs on Friday evening. He also played with Split Enz. So, to our friends down under who appreciate this music, and if you remember the music in the 80s, you remember this. It's about 25 before the hour. Now, Gail Norton, if you've ever seen her on television, she looks like she has an image of a turtle on her face rather than a turtle with an image of Satan on its back. This is a strange-looking woman. Anyway, she is the Interior Secretary. Gail Norton has named Matthew Hogan to be the acting director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Now, what does the Fish and Wildlife Service do? It's a federal agency that is supposed to protect endangered species, right? That's part of what that organization or that bureaucracy is charged with doing. Guess what this guy used to do? He is the former chief lobbyist for the Safari Club International. Safari Club International. It's an extreme trophy hunting organization that advocates killing rare species around the world. Now, as the, the president, I don't know what to say. The president of the Humane Society of the United States says having a Safari Club lobbyist in charge of the federal agency that's supposed to protect endangered species is the wrong way to go. Is that how you would say it, Mr. President of the Humane Society? I would say it a little bit differently, but I'll restrain myself for just a moment. Now, this Arizona-based Safari Club International has made a name for itself as one of the most extreme trophy hunting organizations. It represents some 40,000 wealthy trophy collectors. Jesus, have I mentioned tonight yet how much I hate these people? They go after exotic animals on all five continents. Members shoot prescribed list of animals to win something called the Grand Slam and Inner Circle titles. If you can. All right, now there's the Africa Big Five. You have to go kill a leopard, an elephant, a lion, a rhino, and a buffalo. There's the North American 29, which includes all species on this continent of bear, bison, sheep, moose, caribou, and deer. Then there's the category Big Cats of the World. Then there's the category Antlered Game of the Americas. And many more contests for these rich, lard-ass, nasty people to go kill. God! To complete all 29 award categories, a hunter must kill a minimum of 322 separate species and subspecies, enough to populate a large zoo. This is an extremely expensive and lengthy task, it says here. So many Safari Club members take the quick and easy route to see their names in the record books. They shoot captive animals in canned hunts, both in the United States and overseas, and some engage in other unethical conduct like shooting animals over bait from the safety of vehicles
with spotlights on the periphery of national parks. I'm going to form a new club called Mike Malloy Hunters International, and we will hunt these bastards. And I don't mean the animals. I will give them a handgun and turn them loose, and then I will come after them with a 50 caliber sniper rifle, and I will get you. I will get you, and then I'm going to skin you, and then I'm going to cut off your head, and I'm going to, can I do this? I'm going to mount it in my den. Jesse Ventura's idea, I'll follow through on it. Oh, my God. Let me take a breath. Now, members of this pack of whores, this pack of killer whores, have even tried to circumvent federal laws to import their trophies once they kill these animals. There's a guy named Kenneth Behring, B-E-H-R-I-N-G. He's one of these pissant, cowardly hunters. He donated $100 million to the Smithsonian's Natural History Museum, and according to published reports, tried to get that museum's help in importing a rare sheep, which he shot in Kazakhstan and had shipped to a Canadian taxidermist. There are only 100 of these sheep remaining in the world, and this comes a bad word. Son of a bitch went to Kazakhstan to kill one! Now, the guy who is the chief lobbyist for this pack of cowards, this pack of elitist, too much money, and I'll bet you 99.9% of these thugs are white and overweight. What do you want to bet? Huh? The only hope is that they have high cholesterol counts and a weak heart, so that one of these days with oh, I just shot a rare. That's the best we can hope for, right? Massive coronary, just at the moment that they kill one of, here it comes, God's creatures. Man, I can't believe some of this stuff. So this thug, Matthew Hogan, who was the chief lobbyist for these cowards, is now the acting director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The appointments like this are so typical of Bush's bizarro world, backward land style of government. You know, Spencer Abraham heads the Department of Energy, a man who advocated the abolition of the Department of Energy. John Ashcroft, let the eagle fly, to head the Justice Department, a man who said there would be no need for a Department of Justice because God is coming back and will judge us all. And speaking of being white and overweight, I wonder how quickly Cheney and Scalia will suit up and join this guy for a rare animal hunt, huh? Ooh, pass the yummy fried bald eagle wings. Well, no, that's no longer a threatened species, right? Oh, jeez. So what are you going to do about it? Nothing. What am I going to do about it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. This guy is the acting director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service under the firm control of Interior Secretary Gail Norton. He will probably be confirmed if confirmation is necessary. And that's the end of it. That's the end of the story. Now, do I have anything against hunting?
Well, basically, yes, I do. When you're hunting endangered species, you know, trophy animals, to me, that's disgusting. You know, kill an animal, chop off its head and stick it in your basement, for God's sake, or go to a taxidermy. You know, wow, man, how sick, how perverse is that? Have I hunted? Yes. Have I eaten what I've hunted? Yes. Have I eaten other people's results of hunting? Yes. Will I do it in the future? Yes. But we don't hunt endangered species. And we don't trophy hunt. And I don't work for the Department of the Interior. Jesus. And you know, this I can remember over the course of my career talking about this Safari International group of cowards, where they hunt in controlled situations where the big game doesn't have a chance. Wasn't it bighorn sheep out west who are a certain number of them are rounded up and put into an enclosed area? I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 acres, and then these so-called hunters go out and kill them. You bastards. You know, is there no limit? Is there no limit to the kind of crap that keeps popping up that we do to our fellow human beings, is there no limit? Here's a bit of Gail Norton's theme song.
Acid rain from businesses who gave us cash for our campaign. Arctic lands are so rich with my new oil well. Give the national park giant Hyatt hotels.
Want some inspiration in a world gone upside down? This month, Mother Jones Magazine profiles the Yes Men. Two practical jokers who use their humor to drive home political points. Like when they switched the voice boxes in talking dolls at toy stores. After the switch, Barbie said,
"Dead men tell no lies."
And G.I. Joe said,
"I love to shop with you."
Last year, the two impersonated Bush campaign staffers asking voters to pollute as much as possible. Mother Jones' new issue also features a retirement home for activist seniors. No card games here. These seniors spend their time protesting shabby HMO healthcare and cuts in senior services. At a recent strike, an 81-year-old senior grabbed the mic and yelled,
"Getting out on a picket line really makes me feel alive."
Want to feel more alive? Like the Yes Men say, the best way to cause change is to just go out and do it. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Planet check.
Buffalo Nickel is premature.
We just thought that the celebration of the conservation success that the Buffalo Nickel represents is extremely premature.
That's Stephanie C. from the Buffalo Field Campaign.
Given the fact that there are only 4,200 genetically pure wild buffalo alive in this country.
The Bison Interagency Management Plan is still in effect.
Two state and three federal agencies that allows for the hazing, capture, and slaughter of the Yellowstone buffalo as they migrate out of the park.
Give them your 5 cents worth.
One thing that we've been asking people to do that are getting the Buffalo Nickel is to contact Montana Governor Schweitzer and urge him to buy habitat in Montana for the buffalo.
More at
buffalofieldcampaign.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Paramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Paramind.com.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Now, just a couple more here. What the hell happened over this weekend? I guess the Terry Schiavo story tragedy has brought out all this weirdness, right? From Royal Oak, Michigan, there's a minister there. What is he? He's the minister of the Calvary Christian Church. He believes in carrying a gun, even in the pulpit. He urges the members of his church to do the same thing. Police in Royal Oak, Michigan say that's a bad idea. During one sermon, this Reverend Mark Beyer says his handgun fell down his pants leg. Don't ask. Is yours your handgun there, Rev? He said he kicked it under the pulpit and kept preaching. Somebody that will kick a gun is somebody that deserves never to be near one. He says, I believe 100% in the Second Amendment. Amen. I think it is a great privilege to be entrusted with the right to bear arms. I encourage anyone who will listen to get a concealed weapons permit. Now, the cops say in Royal Oak, it's our belief that any time you get large groups of people together in a small space, especially in a space where they're emotionally heightened, the chances of something bad happening increase. It's almost inevitable that something will go wrong. That's what the police say. Reverend Byers says he is urging his congregants to get concealed weapons permits and carry firearms to church. Oh, by the way, the church building holds a school and a daycare center. Reverend Beyer said he would keep the guns out of the part of the church that is the school and the daycare center. These are Christians. These are Christians. Carry a gun and celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace. These, I swear to God, we are living in an asylum. America has become a madhouse, if I may use an 18th, 19th century term, an absolute madhouse. Then there's this. I think I mentioned this last Thursday. The U.S. military command in Iraq has stopped two Italian policemen from examining the car that the Italian journalist and the Italian intelligence agent were shot in Baghdad. The agent was shot to death. The Italian embassy in Baghdad received an order from the U.S. command. Was it last Monday? I guess it was last Monday. To abort the mission for security concerns. The car is reportedly still in American hands at the Baghdad airport where it was originally rented.
Italian authorities say that examining the vehicle is key to assessing what happened when U.S. troops opened fire. And as a result, Nicola Calipari was murdered on the spot, and Giuliana Segrena, who had just been released after a month of captivity in Iraq, was wounded. Giuliana is now saying that the road they traveled down that night when they were attacked was not the road the Pentagon talks about, but in fact a secured road within the green zone. Ms. Segrena also states that they were fired on from behind, which explains how the driver was not injured, but the passengers in the back were injured and killed. Of course, this has nothing to do with Terry Schiavo, so I guess I shouldn't even be talking about it, huh? It's just crazy. Now, the Schiavo situation, I don't think I have ever seen the kind of circus performance by obviously deranged individuals that I have seen over the past week. When we find out that Tom DeLay pulled the plug on his own father, when we find out that Terry Schiavo's dad pulled the plug on his own father, when we find out one of those medieval-looking monks traveling with the group, looks like something from Michael Jackson's Neverland, that he, the monk, and a couple other monks pulled the plug on their founder of their order, all of these people in a similar situation as Terry Schiavo, and all of these hypocritical, mind-scrambling idiots all pulled the plug on somebody, and then you find out that the father of the little 10-year-old boy that was busted because daddy said, here, take this styrofoam cup of water in there, and the police busted the little boy. Turns out that the little boy's daddy, whose idea was, is a child molester. Let's think for a moment about the music, and again, to our listeners in Australia, this is dedicated to you. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. Dear God, I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America, and we're all in the asylum. I have to go bid on a turtle on eBay. We'll be right back.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I admit it, I'm obsessed with WMDs. The lack of WMDs in Iraq. I'm still upset Bush got away with misleading the public before the war, and he has shown no remorse. When asked about the absence of WMDs, he has basically said, so what? The Senate Intelligence Committee last summer issued a report that said the WMD intelligence had been overstated, but the report did not examine whether Bush had misrepresented the flawed intelligence to the public. Of course he did. And Pat Roberts, the Republican chairman of that committee, promised to mount an investigation into this after the election. Now Roberts is trying to pull the plug on that investigation, saying there's no longer a need for it. That is, no need to hold Bush accountable for scamming the public. This is a cover-up. Unless Democrats make a fuss, Roberts and Bush will get away with it. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system.
System at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
In a classroom, a group of eager fourth graders sits intently and studies how a cricket makes noise. In back sits a member of the American Institute of Architects, intently studying how fourth graders learn. The best thing you can teach kids is an enthusiasm for learning, and the place to make that happen is in a well-designed school. The sooner you involve an architect, the better the school. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Some can save up to 57% in payments every month. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call now for a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley, a lawyer for the husband of Terry Schiavo, says she is, quote, near death. That's according to George Fellows, who represents Michael Schiavo. The attorney says after her death, an autopsy will be performed by local authorities to show the extent of brain damage that Schiavo suffered 15 years ago. The lawyer's description of the woman differs from that of her father. Bob Schindler says she appeared weak and emaciated, but still, quote, responsive. Since Friday, Schiavo has been without the feeding tube that sustained her for 15 years. Members of Congress are saying they want to take a closer look at the rights of the disabled in the wake of the Schiavo case. A Senate panel has changed the focus of a hearing scheduled for next month to include neurological and long-term care of disabled patients. A House panel also expected to hold hearings on long-term options for the disabled. Democratic Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa says he's working on a bill that would allow federal court review in cases where a disabled patient's wishes are unknown and family members cannot agree. The House already passed similar legislation. A local official says hundreds of people are dead on Indonesia's Nias Island after a powerful earthquake. A police spokesman says in one village, 70% of the houses have collapsed. Police can't get a definite tally on the victims. The spokesman says it's possible hundreds are trapped. The island badly hit in last year's earthquake and tsunami back in December. The wakes of the tsunamis after that killed at least 174,000 people in 11 nations around the Indian Ocean. There were fears today the quake could trigger more tsunami like the one back in December, but that did not happen. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice issued a report criticizing the human rights records of Pakistan and China. The report follows decisions by the U.S. to sell fighter planes to Pakistan and avoid a showdown with China concerning treatment of its people. The report's focus is on U.S. efforts to improve human rights in 98 countries. It cites China's suppression of political, social, religious groups and individuals. Pakistan's president is criticized for strengthening his power and keeping the military close to politics. 2,000 more Syrian troops leaving Lebanon. That leaves 8,000 soldiers there, the smallest number since the second year of that country's 1975 to 1990 civil war. Officials are saying more troops are expected to leave this week. Israel's parliament voted against holding a national referendum on withdrawing from Gaza. That vote dealt a blow to opponents of Ariel Sharon's pullout plan. A national referendum would have delayed the withdrawal from the West Bank and Gaza probably for months. That is set currently to happen this summer. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
kitchen.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition when we talk about Islam. And not just any Islam, but fanatical, scary Islam. Author and scholar Reza Aslan says fundamentalist Islamic groups are on the way out, and he'll tell us what the future holds for one of the world's most populous religions. And speaking of faith, we'll open up the liberal confessional on Tuesday's Morning Sedition. Madness. I tell you, it's madness. I don't need to tell you. You know just as well as I do. We are in an asylum. This Terry Schiavo story. Did you see they have Jesus down there on a trailer hitch? Did you see that? Have you seen that picture? It's all over the internet. I saw it first at Democratic Underground. Jesus on a trailer hitch. They see visions of satanic turtles. They make Jesus-scented candles. They wave crucifixes at you when you try to pick up your sunglasses. We're in an asylum. I watch some of this. This guy, Randall Terry, this psychopath who advocates murder, this curly-haired freakoid, another one who's abandoned his own child because his child turns out to be gay, encouraging these brain-dead morons, you know, with their arms waving at heaven and looks of either orgasm or extreme pain on their faces. Oh, God, save the baby Terry! Ah! Pushing their children to go get arrested. Oh, I know. If it were an anti-war demonstration, Mike, you wouldn't say anything. It's unbelievable. And then it turns out, what was this? Of course, the so-called Christian conservatives are going to make so much money on Terry Schiavo's illness and death, aren't they? They've already started. You know, when did they start invoking the name of Bill and Hillary Clinton? Turns out that the, where is that? Yeah, this little 10-year-old kid, Joshua Heldreth, and his father, Scott Heldreth is his name. He's a longtime Operation Rescue, Operation Save America participant. And if you do a Google search on this piece of human refuse, you find out he's a registered sex offender. The father is a registered sex offender in the state of Florida. And if you look at his rap sheet, he's marked as, quote, absconded from registration, end quote. Well, I'll tell you what, all you law enforcement people looking for this useless piece of human waste, there he is! Oh, my God! I don't know. The sickness is getting almost more than I can handle. The passing of Terry's Law by people who are just absolute certified killers, people like Bush and DeLay and Frist and the rest of these animals. And what are we supposed to do? I guess we just kind of kick back and say, well, I don't know. You know, God created the heavens and the earth, and Mike, you ought to calm down. You're going to go to hell, you know. Remember, who sent this to me? Sarah. Remember Dick Cheney's hunting trip to Pennsylvania back in 2003? He went to a place for one of those canned hunts when he killed pheasants that were released for the purpose of being killed. Remember that? It was people who were there said it was more like an open-air abattoir. It wasn't a hunting ground. At the time, the senior vice president of the Humane Society of the United States wrote in a letter of protest, quote, if the vice president and his friends wanted to sharpen their shooting skills, they could have shot skeet or clay, not resorted to the slaughter of more than 400 creatures planted right in front of them as animated targets, end quote. Now, I'm probably the most politically incorrect, I don't even know what that term means anymore, guy you hear on the radio. I'm a liberal, right? But there's certain things I believe in that certainly doesn't cast me as the prototypical liberal as defined by these halfwits on the right, the conservatives and the neocons and the so-called, quotes around it, Christian right. Because I shoot pheasants, too. Haven't for 15 years, but have, and ate them. And here this moronic thug, Dick Cheney, has them released like so many, so much skeet so he can shoot them dead. Oh, man, I hate these people. I swear to God. Karen sent me an email that said, the Republicans are like marionettes on strings. She sent this last week. Dancing to the religious right's tunes. The right disregards torture, illegal wars, makes excuses for innocent civilian deaths, and then makes a huge push for a woman who doesn't and never again will know she's alive. These same people oppose funding Medicaid, funding HUD, food stamps, mentally ill people, homeless, vets. They love the death penalty and war. They ignore Tom DeLay's scandals and rigged voting machines. This administration's secrets and propaganda and misinformation, all ignored. They ignore truth. They make up their own reality. If it continues like this, Karen writes, I don't want to be an American anymore. This is sick. This cannot be the America I grew up in. Karen in California sent it to me last week. Oh, man, do I know the feeling. And now it turns out that a torturer is one of the people, not just a child molester, but this is coming from several sources now. This guy named Bill Turney, he shows up with his daughter at his side. He's identified As a former military intelligence officer in Iraq who works as a translator and investigator for private companies, he cried as he talked about watching the Shaivo spectacle on television and feeling the utter need to go harass the people at this hospice. He has just returned from 8 months working as an interrogator for U.S. forces in Baghdad. An interrogator. This is the New York Times. The first part. The Boston Globe. Bill Tierney had just returned from 8 months working as interrogator for U.S. forces in Baghdad and come to talk on the record about torture. Tierney said, quote, "The Brits came up with an expression, WOG. That stands for Wily Oriental Gentleman. There's a lot of wiliness in that part of the world." He said after explaining his various psychological tactics to the audience, the interrogator, Bill Tierney, said, quote, "I tried to be nuanced and culturally aware, but the suspects didn't break." Then suddenly his temper rose during his speech. "They did not break! I'm here to win! I'm here so our civilization beats theirs! Now, what are you willing to do to win?" he asked, pointing to a woman in the front row. "You're the interrogators. You're the ones that have to get the information out of these filthy Iraqis. What do you do?" Jesus. So now this another useless human being. Where do these people come from? What in the hell has happened to our country, huh? What in the hell has happened to our country? I don't know, man. I don't know. Child molesters. Torturers. Oh, I love Jesus. Satanic turtles. And I got this from, I don't know who this is from. The Shaivo situation is also putting a most honorable organization, hospice, in a negative light. The hospice program is a godsend for families with a terminal loved one. This country has little to no support for the process of death to most of the U.S. Death is a cold event, not a process like it is for so many. The hospice organization, my correspondent writes, is a wonderful and supportive program where people who are facing death as a process and not a surprise. The protests and conservative media that are camping outside this hospice in Florida are hurting this program, and for that I am outraged. Yeah, I'm outraged right along with you. This is from Kixiata. Kixiata? All right, quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-315-0846 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-315-0846. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. Call today.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
From the moment you wake and leave the house in the morning, the terrorists or Democrats strike without warning. So to your backseat from bed, wear a bucket on your head. That's what I said. And to show your support for right-wing ideology, the raids on Iraq and the rape of the ecology.
21 past the hour. In about 10, 12 minutes, we're going to play the vote was overwhelming. The long version, it's 8 minutes long, 8 minutes and 7 seconds of a hearing on the Department of Defense budget for fiscal year 2006. This hearing was conducted Thursday last, the 24th. The witnesses were Donald Rumsfeld, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Richard Myers, Undersecretary of Defense Tina Jonas, and the chairman of this committee was Duncan Hunter. He's a Republican from California. And Cynthia McKinney is on that committee. And she has three questions for these monsters. And I want you to hear the whole thing. That was my idea to begin with, but, you know, I put it to a vote, and it was overwhelming. Y'all want to hear the whole thing. We could have cut it up, and we did cut it up and took sound bites out of it. We were going to play as a backup, but you got to hear this thing in context. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. Uh, regarding the Schiavo case, and I know, you're sick of it. The only reason I bring it up is not for the geek and freak factor, but once again to display the unbelievable hypocrisy of the principals involved here who are not connected to the family. Even Terry Schiavo's dad. I mean, he pulled the plug on his old man. It never stops. Tom DeLay pulled the plug on his old man. These friars, I don't know, if you wear a robe and wear sandals and carry a cell phone, are you a friar or are you a freak? You know, I have no idea. I don't know, maybe they're dedicated to their order, is that what you call it? There's this little ministry based in St. Paul, Minnesota. There are about 10 members. They're called the Franciscan Brothers of Peace. Of course, they're in favor of war and capital punishment and that sort of thing. But they showed up, and you know why they showed up. They showed up in Tampa at the courthouse. They have showed up outside the hospice in Pinellas Park, Woodside Hospice. They say they're staunch right-to-life supporters, and they can help raise money for the Schindler family because of what happened to the founder. Brother Michael, he suffered a heart attack that left him in a condition similar to Terry Schiavo, with severe brain damage and dependent on a feeding tube for nourishment. For the next 12 years, the friars cared for Brother Michael in their friary in downtown St. Paul, Minnesota, until all of a sudden they decided, well, okay, Brother Michael contracted pneumonia. And one of the brothers, Brother John Casperi, said, quote, he, referring to the founder of the order, he would have required intubation to keep him alive. We chose not to go that route. His lungs were full of fluid, end quote. So, click. It's just disgusting. The hypocrisy of this whole theater. Oh, yeah. Besides moral support, this order of 10 brothers say they're also offering an option to those who want to donate money to the Schindlers. You see, the funds that are raised directly through the Terry Schindler Schiavo Foundation, private donations, are not tax deductible. But Brother John says, however, we are a tax-exempt organization. So if people send the money to us, and we turn around and distribute the funds as needed, it's tax deductible. For instance, we recently ran a newspaper ad and used the funds to pay for it. End quote. Ah, you filthy monkey-looking freaks. You ran a newspaper ad. You're collecting money over the corpse of a still-breathing woman. And rather than use the money, why don't you donate to a hospice? Why don't you put it in the poor box at your local Catholic church? Why don't you go burn a candle for your own corrupted mortal soul? And it's not just these friars. It's not just these freaks either. Do you know what the Christian right is doing with the Terry Schiavo thing? They are going to drag her corpse through the U.S. Postal Service the way the white rednecks drag the corpse of the man through Texas chained to the back of a pickup truck. Until it shreds, until it breaks apart in chunks of flesh. That's what they're going to do, metaphorically, to Terry Schiavo. They have already started. Fundraising letters. Fundraising letters! Robert Schiavo, I said father, decided to turn off the life support system for his own mother. According to The Guardian Unlimited, she was 79 at the time and had been ill with pneumonia for a week! A week! When her kidneys gave out, they decided, nah, we're not going to do the kidney dialysis. We're not going to do dialysis. Pull the plug! And what did Robert Schiavo say at the time? I was very angry with God because I didn't want to make those decisions. Ah, you filthy hypocrites, all of you. All right, we'll be back. I'm sorry. I'm just out of control tonight. We'll be back in a few minutes, and then I want you to hear Cynthia McKinney handling these thugs.
Across the Rio Grande, welcome to Jesus' land.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-280-4870. 1-888-280-4870. That's 1-888-280-4870 for Right Size Smoothies.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
From Air America Radio's founder, Sheldon Drobny, comes Road to Air America from Select Books. This insider's account chronicles progressive radio's rise to counter the hate politics of conservative talk. From a bold idea to the airwaves, Road to Air America Radio is a personal story of the harrowing obstacles Drobny overcame to break the right-wing stranglehold of our nation's airwaves. Bill Clinton calls it a must-read for anyone interested in a sense of balance and intelligence on the radio airwaves. Get it now at airamericaradio.com or your local bookstore.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The Maturity Report.
But, like I said, what is this guy surprised by? What, he's never met George Bush before? Never seen Karl Rove in action?
Listen, when they offer you this job, maybe you get a little starstruck, you don't realize it, and then you get in there, and you think you're going to be the one to change him. I know, he loves me, I know sometimes he drinks too much and he slaps
me around.
You know what I'm saying?
He's just not that into you.
I can change him,
George Bush is just not that into you.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
The microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
All right, 26 before the hour. This hearing, kick back now. We have 8 minutes of this for you. I want you to hear this whole thing. On Thursday, March 24th, Representative Cynthia McKinney stuck it to Rumsfeld, Richard Myers, Undersecretary of Defense Tina Jonas. And she had some questions about DynCorp, one of the major contractors doing business in Iraq, the missing Pentagon trillions, and the war games that were scheduled for September 11, 2001. I want you to hear this whole thing. Cynthia McKinney is my member of Congress. I live in her district. And just kick back and listen.
I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mrs. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no.
Absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This contract, this company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
The second question, I've forgotten what the second question was.
I think Ms. Jonas knows it.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. McKinney. I appreciate the question. I appreciate your interest in our department's financial condition, and we are working very hard on that program. I've just come back recently.
I understand that you're working hard on it, but my question was, who has the contract? How long have they had that contract, and how much money have we spent on it?
In general, we spend about $20 billion in the Department on Information Technology Systems. The accounting systems are part of that. I can get you the exact number for the record of what we spend on our current, what we call legacy systems, and those that we're moving toward.
And who has the contracts?
That would be a multitude of individuals.
Could you name some, please?
Well, I think off the top of my head, well, I would rather not. I'd rather provide that for the record.
That's not privileged information, is it?
I'm sure it's not.
Well, please. Yeah. We still have time, so please.
I would be glad to provide for the record. I don't want to talk from the top of my head and be incorrect.
On your first question, I'm advised by Dr. Chu that it was not the corporation that was engaged in the activities you characterized, but I'm told it was an employee of the corporation, and it was some years ago in the Balkans that took place.
It's my understanding that it continues to take place. And
is that right?
Yes.
Well, if you can give me information to that effect,
I'm sure you are interested in all of the information that I have, and I'll be more than happy to provide it to you.
Good. Thank you.
But I would also like to get information from you.
Okay.
For example, the information that I just requested about who has those contracts.
Let me assure the gentlelady that we'll make sure that this exchange of information takes place, and Mr. Secretary, if you can get back with us on the DynCorp story, we'll get that to the gentlelady.
Mr. Chairman.
We'll get back on both of the first two questions, but the Congresswoman has raised the other question twice now, and I'd like to have General Myers respond because you mentioned it in the last hearing, and I think it would be helpful to get the answer, even though we're on red, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman.
General Myers, go right ahead.
But I would like to have the answer in writing as well, as I thought my office was promised.
Okay, I don't know about the promise, Congresswoman, but could you repeat the question to make sure I'm answering the right question? This is a 9/11 question.
The question was, we had four war games going on September 11th, and the question that I tried to pose before the secretary had to go to lunch was whether or not the activities of the four war games going on September 11th actually impaired our ability to respond to the attacks.
The answer to the question is no, did not impair our response. In fact, General Eberhardt, who was then the commander of North American Aerospace Defense Command, as he testified in front of the 9/11 Commission, I believe he told them that it enhanced our ability to respond, given that NORAD didn't have the overall responsibility for responding to the attacks today. That was an FAA responsibility. But there were two CPXs. There was one Department of Justice exercise that didn't have anything to do with the other three. And there was an actual operation ongoing because there was some Russian bomber activity up near Alaska.
So let me ask you this then. Who was in charge of managing those war games.
And General, why don't you give the best answer you can here in a short period of time, and we'll the gentlelady wants to get a written answer anyway, and then we can move on to other folks.
The important thing to realize is North American Aerospace Defense Command was responsible. These are command post exercises. What that means is all the battle positions that are normally not filled are indeed filled. So it was an easy transition from an exercise into a real-world situation. It actually enhanced the response. Otherwise, it would take somewhere between 30 minutes and a couple of hours to fill those positions, those battle spaces, with the right staff officers.
Mr. Chairman, begging your indulgence, was September 11th declared a National Security Special Event Day?
I have to look back. I do not know. You mean after the fact or before the
No, because of the activities going on that had been scheduled at the United Nations that day.
I'd have to go back and check. Don't know.
Thank you.
Wow. Now, I still get a lot of flack from people who listen to this program and say, well, he shouldn't be busting up on Democrats. In a pig's eye, I shouldn't be busting up on Democrats. Is Cynthia McKinney the only one with the courage to sit there and take on not just the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but also the Secretary of Defense and his bitch who juggles the books and lies about trillions of dollars? Is Cynthia McKinney the only one that has the courage to do that? Do you suppose Joe Biden, who I believe sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee, would have the nerve to sit there and ask these kinds of questions and insist on an answer? No, I don't think so. How about Joe Lieberman? Does he have anything to do with this nation's defense and the money spent? Would he have the courage? No. He would sit there and do for Rumsfeld what Monica did for Bill. Boy, they tried to get rid of Cynthia McKinney. I'm utterly surprised. I swear in the 2 years that she was out of Washington that she wasn't suicided. And there she sits. One little woman. Demanding that these warmongering mass murderers, liars, thieves, answer her. Answer me. Answer me, you big, ugly bastard. Answer me. I'm not impressed with all your medals. I'm not impressed with your ribbons. I'm not impressed with you, Rumsfeld, with the fact that you can order the death of thousands this afternoon before you have dinner. Answer my questions. Cynthia McKinney for president.
It ain't me, it's the people that say the men are leading, the women are staying. I say it's the women today. It's smarter than the men in every way. That's right, the women are smarter. That's right, the women are smarter. That's right, the women are smarter.
Hey, what? Boy, look at that. Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Before the hour, don't forget, next Friday, Friday coming, this Friday, next Friday, whatever the hell it is, the end of this week, Friday, we're going to do the young people thing again. Only phone calls from people between the ages of 13 and 17 inclusive. And the topics will be fairly open. We want to once again get a sense of what the young people in this country who listen to this program or whose parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles listen to this program, whatever, what you think. You know, this has been a miserable couple of several months, as a matter of fact, since we last did this. When did we do this, Kathy? Back in the fall, I think. And some just outrageous events have occurred. Some revelations have been made as to the true lack of character, the true lack of morality, the true lack of ethics on the part of not just the Bush crime family, but so many media figures, so many people who hog the microphone and the camera on cable television. So the Abu Ghraib thing happened. All sorts of just atrocious revelations have spilled out there like so much vomit in a flop house someplace. Ooh. So I'd be curious, and I think the audience to this program and this network would also be curious as to how this has affected young people who are aware of what's going on. And in sadly, sort of, that usually will be young people who listen to this network at some point during the day only. So this Friday, when the show begins, we're going to throw it open to people between the ages of 13 and 17 inclusive, and find out what you have to say. All right. Robert, let's take a few phone calls here. We have a break coming, but let's try it. Robert is calling from Florida. Robert, welcome to the program.
Howdy, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Many of the callers to Air America lamented they are powerless, that we lost the election, and what can we do? The voting machines are rigged. Well, we vote every day, several times a day. We vote with our dollars. And sometimes we have little choice. You may disapprove of Walmart's labor practices or their heavy reliance on Chinese products, but because of your budget and because of time constraints, they're open 24 hours, you still shop there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But there are products that you can purchase and exercise your progressive economic power. Every time I buy gas, I vote against Arab oil. I vote against the Bush's heavy-handed policies towards Venezuela. I buy gas from a major chain that sells only Venezuelan gasoline. That chain is Citgo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a major corporation with a very world-renowned, well-recognized label. And this corporation was indicted for making illegal donations to Tom DeLay.
Right.
Coincidentally, this same large corporation is one of the major donors to Tom DeLay's defense fund. This company is legally based out of Bermuda, but I believe their main headquarters are out of Miami. Their major product they sell is a well-known brand of rum. And there are over 60 brands of rum.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go to any liquor store, any good liquor store, there's at least 20 brands there.
Right.
There are certainly equivalent brands, the same quality for the same price. When you go there, you have a choice.
Well, name the rum.
Okay, it's the most popular rum. It starts with a B. I mean, I'll name it. I don't know if there's legal ramifications, you know.
Well, no. You talk about Bacardi?
Yes, I am.
If Bacardi was accused of and is now defending this pig from Texas, I'll say it. Bacardi.
Okay. They were
God, indicted. I was scared to death you're going to say Captain Morgan.
No, sir. But, okay. I mean, as I said, there's over 60 labels out there. Each has a spectrum of flavors and ages.
Well, sure. I take your point, and it's a damn good point, Robert. There are ways to fight back. There are ways to fight back on a daily basis. Like you said, gassing up Citgo is one of them. Not drinking Bacardi is another. It just goes on and on, and I think people should be responsible enough, since our power has been both taken from us and we have given it up over the past 25 years, there needs to be a way to fight back. There needs to be a reexamination. What the hell? Let's go back to the David and Goliath story. Let's go back to the Bible, okay? All we need is a flat, slimy, slick river rock to put into my sling. And let me sling it around and hit that big son bitch right in the head and knock him down. So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Robert.
Well, I mean, it's a nice story you tell, a biblical tale. But, I mean, this is, you know... This is something we can do every day.
Yeah.
And it is like people, you know, what can I do? You know, how can I be active? You know, by choosing with your dollars. So I'm not saying to boycott anyone. I'm saying that when you go to choose a product, choose a product that supports Tom DeLay, or you're going to choose an equivalent product, you know, for maybe a lesser price, same quality.
Right.
And we could, you know, it doesn't have to be just, you know, Bacardi. I'm sure we could identify other right-wing corporations that support conservative causes.
I totally agree, Robert, 100%. And thanks. Thanks for checking in, pal. We got a break here. But your idea is good. It's sound. Other people have suggested the same thing, and I think it's time, perhaps, that some of us, all of us, most of us, people with guts and a conscience and courage and a desire, a fighting, a demand to get our country back, that we start something like what Robert suggested. You don't need to sign up on a website. You don't need to join anything. You don't need to carry a sign or hoist a banner. Just use your bucks. Use your bucks. It's a good idea. Thanks, Robert. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Larry King here. I want to tell you how I take my vitamin C. I take the advanced protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. And I take it year-round. Why? For protection. Hey, I don't cancel my insurance when the weather gets better. So do what I do. Take Ester C and delicious new Ester C soft chews. All year-round. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C at CVS, Vitamin World, and health food stores everywhere.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
According to the EPA, nearly all fish contain traces of mercury. Yet fish is a rich source of omega-3s, important for the health of our heart, mind, and joints. So how do you know your omega-3 supplement is safe? TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 can match. And it's concentrated, so unlike others, you only need one each day. Be sure it's pure. Get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. An earthquake off the coast of Sumatra has killed as many as 2,000 people on Nias Island. The quake is actually defined as an aftershock of the deadly December 26th earthquake that produced the massive tsunami. This quake registered magnitude 8.7. A relief organization based in Washington State has hundreds of people stationed in Indonesia where the quake just hit.
Our man said that buildings were shaking. The power went out. He looked outside, and he saw cars were dancing. The cars were moving that much.
Dean Owen with World Vision says they are assessing the physical as well as psychological needs of their workers and those they serve in the community. The head of the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii says it's still too early to tell if a distant tsunami was generated from Monday's Indonesian quake. Charles McCreary says no tsunami was generated near the epicenter of the quake, which is very surprising for an earthquake of that size. McCreary says tsunami awareness has risen since last year's disaster.
Tsunami awareness in the Indian Ocean and indeed around the entire planet is extremely heightened at this time because of that terrible event. So people are going to be very nervous in those areas and in other areas as well.
An attorney for Terry Schiavo's husband says a hospice nurse and not his client decided to administer low-dose morphine to the brain-damaged woman. She now enters her 11th day without food or water. George Fellows visited on Monday and said Terry's breathing is rapid and her eyes appear more sunken. There have been fresh kidnappings of foreigners in Iraq, with word that three Romanian journalists were kidnapped in Baghdad on Monday. Romania is an invasion coalition member with 800 troops currently in Iraq. The three alerted an editor at Romanian TV that they had been taken captive. No one has claimed responsibility at this point. Senator Dick Durbin says U.S. troops returning from war need help dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. The Illinois Democrat says a bill he has introduced will require the Department of Veterans Affairs to immediately strengthen its PTSD services for veterans and their families. Durbin says our veterans need a helping hand.
They've been under a lot of stress and danger for long periods of time. They have witnessed things that many of us will never, thank God, ever see in our lives. And they're trying to deal with these things and reconcile them in their minds.
Amtrak officials say they'll no longer overbook their most popular trains in the Northeast Corridor service. Travelers on the trains from Boston to New York and New York to Washington will have to have confirmed reservations beginning April 25th. Amtrak says it's a move to better control costs and resources. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They're full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free two-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Hi, I'm Kelly Ripa. You probably know me best as a TV host and actress, but you may not know that my sister was seriously injured in a drunk driving crash. She is one of about 500,000 people who are injured every year because of someone's careless choice to drink and drive. If you've survived a crash, or if you have a loved one who's been injured or killed due to drunk driving, please call MAD. They're here to help, and they're just a phone call away. Call 1-800-GET-MAD or visit mad.org.
The Maturity Report.
But, like I said, what is this guy surprised by? What, he's never met George Bush before? Never seen Karl Rove in action?
Listen, when they offer you this job, maybe you get a little starstruck, you don't realize it, and then you get in there, and you think you're going to be the one to change him. I know, he loves me, I know sometimes he drinks too much and he slaps
me around.
Saying?
He's just not that into you.
I can change him,
George Bush is just not that into you.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. A couple of people have sent this to me again. I should have mentioned it, but did not. BuyTheBlue.com. Or is it buytheblue.org? Oh, damn. Here we go. We had this problem the last time, didn't we? Huh? Is it? Wait a minute. BUITHBLUE.COM. Now, one of these is like bogus. So let's see. Is it .com or .org? Come on. All right, it's .org. BuyTheBlue.org. Org. Now, that website, as you well know, lists the companies that are not heavy contributors to this right-wing death machine. What, we don't have buytheblue.org either? What the hell is going on here? Kathy, will you figure out which one it is? Okay? I hate that. But anyway, a couple of people have mentioned that, and that makes a lot of sense. What is it? Where is it? Oh, buy blue. Leave out the. It's just buy, B-U-Y, blue, B-L-U-E, .org. Okay? That's all. BuyBlue.org. And that's the website that will give you information about. It's the same thing that was it Robert from of Florida that was talking about? Okay. All right, let's go back to some phone calls here. Lewis is calling from Coral Springs, Florida. Lewis, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, it's a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Hey, it's all mine, man.
I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Listen, this wasn't just an election for me. I wanted Bush to pay for his evils, man, of executing so many in Texas and for stealing the election. Can't we impeach him somehow?
If we had Democrats in the majority in the House, Democrats who had courage, like Cynthia McKinney, if we had Democrats in the Senate, a majority of Democrats in the Senate, who would convict this criminal, yeah. But that's it. I mean, that's the only way we can do it legally, is through a majority. Now, if there were Republicans in the House who had a sense of morality or ethical conduct, and they would partner up with Democrats, yeah, we could do it that way. If we had Republicans in the Senate who had a sense of ethics or a real morality or practice anything even close to the teachings of the Christ that they drag through the muck and the blood every single day. Yeah, then we could do it.
Mike, can I have your email? Because I have a letter that I've written for church people who voted for Bush and all sorts of flying monkeys.
All right. It's just MikeDMalloy@AOL.com.
MikeDMalloy.
At AOL.com. Yeah. All right? All right. Send it on to me, Lewis.
MikeDMalloy@AOL.com.
You got it, pal.
Yeah. And another thing, I got to tease you about something. How in the heck can you live in Atlanta?
I've been here, believe it or not, with the exception of 4 years, I was in Chicago for 30 years.
That sounds crazy.
Well, I keep myself isolated from the thugs. McKinney is my representative. So we live in a little liberal bubble here in the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Okay.
Atlanta itself, the congressman who represents the city of Atlanta is John Lewis, who is also a pure, hell-raising, fire-breathing, kick-ass liberal. So between John Lewis and Cynthia McKinney, in the 4th and 5th districts here in Georgia, we have, I don't know, it's like being a little island of sanity and progressiveness and liberal thought and decency when you have two representatives like John Lewis and Cynthia McKinney back-to-back. It's almost unbelievable to find two people like that in the old Confederate South. I understand that. And I've stayed here. I don't know. I'm beginning to question what the hell I'm doing in the Atlanta area. All right?
Yeah, man.
All right, Lewis, send me the thing you're going to send me, okay?
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right, take care. Good talking to you, Lewis. Tim is calling from Los Angeles. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Tim.
First caller to Air America.
Say it again?
First I call to Air America.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. And I remember you were talking about hypocrisy with the right wings and the religious right earlier.
Right.
Well, some hypocrisy is really good, because long before I met my girlfriend, she's a liberal, she's, I love her a lot, she's great, but long before I met her, I was filling my oats with a lot of them Republicans and right-wing religious broads, and they are great. I really mean
what are you telling me here?
Oh, I went to bed with a lot of them. I did every bad thing that you could think of I've done. I can't say it on the air because of the FCC rules.
Yeah?
Everything you could think of, I did. I mean, they are more wild than liberal women. I mean, you think liberal women.
Nah, I just find that very hard to believe. I really do.
What do you mean?
Well, I just do. I mean, in the first place, I don't know why we're having this conversation. This is a little bit weird for the program, Tim. But on the other hand, I you know, that's just a weird comment. What are you saying? That conservative women like to get it on more than liberal women?
What I'm saying is there's a hypocrisy of them, you know, these people are saying that, oh, we're moral, we're above, you know. The
okay,
women.
Well, anyone who claims as rapidly and often as Republicans do that they're moral is a clear indication they're not. But I'm just starting to feel, I'll tell you what my problem is here, Tim. I'm starting to feel a little bit like the conversation is drifting into a really ugly, sexist kind of frame.
I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying, though. I mean,
well, no, it's coming. Wait a second. It's coming from you. No, wait a second, pal. It's kind of coming from you. You know, it really is. And I appreciate what you're trying to say, but I'm going to end the conversation now, Tim, and move on, because, man, you've got to figure out a better way to say what you're saying. Okay? The whole thing has a real stench of a kind of sexism to it that I just don't care for. You know, and I'm not coming at this from a political angle. From a gender political angle, I'm not. It's just what you're saying is kind of weird and not cool and crappy. You understand what I'm saying? Am I being too subtle? All right? I don't like that. You know, I'm not in on that kind of talk. I'm just not. If it's your first call to Air America, I'm sorry it turned out to be such a crappy call. I really am. I'm sorry you got me first. Maybe somebody else in the network would have gone, hey, yo, that's kind of cool. Although I doubt it. I don't, you know, don't break these people down in how they, you know, what they do in bed or whatever. You know, to hell with all that. I'm sorry, man. I'm not going to beat up on you. You're gone now. Okay? My associate producer in New York got rid of you. But, you know, that's just not cool. Just don't do that. Don't call this program and do that. Billy Bob is calling from Tennessee. Billy Bob, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm on the eve of destruction.
Yeah. All right, we'll hang right there on the eve of destruction because I got to take a break. Are we taking a break here, Kathy? No, we're not? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm on.
I thought I heard music, Billy Bob, that's all. I'm hearing music, and I thought it was break time.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, you're doing a good job, though. He's got in the government.
All right. Let's play some music, Kathy. We've got to clean the phones out a little bit here. I'm going to ask our associate producer up in New York to go through these phone calls. You know, I don't like back-to-back jive turkey nonsense, all right? So who's handling David? Okay, David, go to work on these calls that are on hold. Straighten these people out. I don't want any more calls like that. All right, quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Washington, they had to run. States' rights weren't that much fun. Don't you hate that crap? They just keep lying all the time. They just keep lying all the time.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5899. That's 1-800-507-5899. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5899. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. Call 1-800-507-5899.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free two-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now. 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Yeah, Malloy.
Past the hour. Chuck is calling from Massachusetts. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chuck. How are you?
How the hell can I follow Billy Bob?
I don't know. You know, maybe it's just something in the air tonight. You know, I can understand. I go insane a little bit, too. So no offense to Billy Bob. I just, you know, I hate certain phone calls, and, you know, Billy Bob has called before. I hope he'll call back. You know, no big deal.
I'm sure. I told you, Screen. He checked back in with me, so don't get him in trouble. I want to talk about the theocracy. You were talking about that before, and it seems like that's exactly where we're headed. Theocracy in this country, and I'm sorry. I've read the Constitution. I was a history major, and I don't think that's what they wanted when they built the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Was that a question?
Well, kind of. Yeah, I guess I just wanted to comment on that. I mean...
All right, say it again. I thought it was just a rhetorical statement. What?
It's a good rhetorical statement. But
yeah, sure.
I just don't think that the creators of the Constitution, Jefferson, Washington, they didn't want the theocracy that Bush and company is creating. In
front. No, they were fleeing from. I mean, the whole point of the establishment of this country, it was not to establish a beachhead for Christ in the land of the red man. It was to get the hell away from. Establishmentarianism. It was to get the hell away from the combination of church and state. When you have a combination of church and state, you have a force that would devour your ass and your spouse and your children and your property and everything you ever thought or might think about thinking in the future. So what they were doing, and my take on what the framers were doing, was after they stole the country from another group of people and imported all kinds of black people to do the crap work, then the white men, who were the landowners, decided, okay, now let's establish this political paradise. I have a lot of good things to say about the theories behind the Constitution of the United States. But the application of the Constitution for the first couple of hundred years really, truly sucked. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But you know what? They were really smart because they set it up so we could I don't know, make it better.
All right, I'll give you that. It's a living document. That's why people like Scalia scare the hell out of me when they say, well, no, the Constitution is cast in stone. If that's the case, then any amendment beyond the 10th has to be repealed.
But it comes right down to the judicial branch, and that's what they're trying to take apart. That is really what they're trying to take apart. The Constitution comes right down to the judicial branch, and they're the ones who say where the law ends. And they say, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, and that's exactly what they're trying to attack.
Yeah, I hear you. You can't. Okay, that, you know, it's an honest mistake. That's right, folks. Listen, I know that I run a highly charged emotional program here, and I appreciate everything you have to say. I really do. But be careful with the language. Because trust me, there's enough delay on this program that if even if it slips out like that, it's going to be cut and you're going to be cut. All right? No offense to our last caller, because I understand I have to check myself constantly. And they keep the finger on the button for me, too. Trust me. Our associate producer in New York has cut me, what, twice? Huh? No, just be cool, folks. This is, you know, no matter how radical I get, this is still radio, and you just have to be cool. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I understand. Bonnie is calling from New York City. Bonnie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey.
First of all, I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Raven Cafe.
Hey, just come up and say hi. I'll be the one with the wife and the kid, and Kathy will be the one with the kid and the husband.
Okay. Well, welcome to New York. Hopefully
Thanks.
It will be a great show. So I'm really looking forward to it. I've been telling everybody about it. I am kind of new to the politics. I think I started following it after the war. And no, I'm not from this country, so obviously that makes it a little bit more difficult for me to understand exactly what's going on in the U.S. But it was heartbreaking when I started to find out about the history and I read about the American Indians. So talking about the mass grave, I think we really have to think about what we did to the American Indians.
Well, sure.
When I went home, I did take a lot of calendars as the American Indians just to be able to show it to the people back home. I come from India, so I wanted them to know exactly what United States history is all about.
Hey, can you hold a second?
Sure.
All right, hold on a second, Bonnie. We got to do a break. We'll come back and pick up the call there. Yes, quick break. Stay with us. This is Air America.
I've been in your shoes once or twice myself. I've got 100,000 watts running through this microphone. And I can let your message ring loud and clear. Well, tomorrow I'd be gone, because you can't say that on the radio. I'd really like to help you out. That's just the way it goes. You can't say that on the radio.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going
to
let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-360-1716. 1-888-360-1716. That's 1-888-360-1716 for Right Size Smoothies.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, meet two activists who have fooled the press by impersonating Bush staffers and World Trade Organization spokesmen. Read about Bush's plan to cut corporate taxes by a whopping $137 billion, and you foot the bill. Plus, see how progressives can show voters they're the ones with the real moral values. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Mom, I can't believe you asked Rick all those questions. Where do you live? And who are your parents? It's so embarrassing.
Getting to know your kid's friends isn't easy. But if you don't, he's more likely to do drugs.
Geez, you have to know everything?
Actually, Sean, I do. Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Randy Rhodes.
I am Randy Rhodes. Fabulous. Look how beautiful. Look at you. Fabulous. Tim, what do you think?
It's fabulous.
Oh, she never looked better in her life. Oh, one eye is bigger than the other. The other way.
Randy's back.
She's not symmetrical.
Randy's back.
See, symmetry is beauty, and that's why she's not.
Randy's back. And in perfect working order.
I'm feeling like every woman.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Okay, turn her the other way. Okay, now turn this way and chin down.
Show, you are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Twenty-six before the hour, and let me mention once again, we'll be in New York this coming Sunday night at the Raven Cafe down in Alphabetville. What time, Kathy? Seven? 7 till 9. Kathy and I and the kid will be there, so come on by and say hey. Also, this coming Friday night, we're going to do once again the Youth Night. Somebody dubbed it. The callers will be people between the ages of 13 and 17 inclusive. That's all. That's all we want that night. And people older than that can just kick back and listen to what the young people have to say about all these various issues that have been floating around here like so many... don't go there. So that's this Friday. And if you are, if you're a kid between those ages of 13 and 17, we want you to call in and express your opinion on whatever you want to start. I mean, we'll dialogue it out, as they say. I'm not sure, you know, we don't have any set format on that night. There might be some questions I'll ask you about specific topics that have floated through our collective consciousness here in the past 5 or 6 months. Bonnie, in New York City, thanks for...
I wanted to just mention one thing. I think you said something about Joe Lieberman. I used to really have very high regards for him, especially when he was running for president. But then after this war started, I started reading something about politics and Counterpunch, Noam Chomsky, Arundhati Roy, Tariq Ali, all these really nice people, Howard Zinn. And then I found out that he's affiliated with AIPAC.
Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? I mean, Joe Lieberman is an Orthodox Jew. He pretty much sees that the state of Israel, forget the religious aspect, that the state of Israel can do no harm no matter what they do, which is untrue of any state. And anyone who believes that, whether the state is India, the United States, Israel, or Ireland, that the state can do no harm is a fool. Joe Lieberman, I really do not believe that he puts the interests of the United States first in his politics and in his activities as a senator. I think he has a personal agenda that is not necessarily the best one for the United States.
Right. Isn't he the one who was pushing for a war against Iraq since 1990?
I don't know if Lieberman himself was doing that, but the Project for a New American Century, PNAC, that's what they've been talking about since the Clinton years.
Right. Anyway, so I just wanted to mention that because you mentioned something about Joe Lieberman. Now, I have no respect for him whatsoever. I mean, I just don't want this guy. I don't want to see him. Look at him. I mean, he's despicable as far as I'm concerned.
Well, when you get right down to it, the position of Senator Hillary Clinton from New York State is starting to be not too much different from Lieberman's position on so many issues. What has happened is that Democrats, most Democrats, certainly in the Senate, most Democrats in the United States Senate have lost their sense of decency, their sense of justice, honor, honesty. They're terrified that if they come from a Democratic Party position, a position on which the Democratic Party was founded or strengthened, that they will lose an election. So they put their personal agenda before that of both the party and the country.
Well,
that's why when you hear somebody like Cynthia McKinney, who granted is not a senator, she's
absolutely amazing.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
She's America's Arundhati Roy.
Oh yes, she is. She's absolutely great. But as far as Hillary's concerned, I'm kind of surprised that she even got elected in New York. The woman had never visited New York. She didn't know what New York looks like. So how did she get into New York? I don't know. That's kind of very surprising to me. So that sort of tells me why she would be like Joel Lieberman or something. You know, I mean, it's just too obvious to me. But so the second request to you, Mike, is I just finished my master's in education, and I've gotten the second degree in mathematics. I want to go into teaching, but I'd really like you to help me get me a job working with some American Indians. I don't want to work. I don't know exactly how to do the research to find that.
Okay, well, I can't. Come on, Bonnie. I can't,
I'm
do that.
I'm not saying that. If somebody could just tell me, give me a lead. Tell me how can I find a job working with the American Indians.
Okay, here's go to American Friends Service Committee website, AFSC.com or .org. Do a Google search on American Friends Service Committee, all right?
Okay.
That's where you start.
Okay.
And do not, under any circumstances, do any research to the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Okay.
Because the Bureau of Indian Affairs in this country is designed for one purpose only, and that is to continue the suppression and oppression of Native Americans and to increase it and intensify it. So don't do anything with BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Okay.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs is to Native Americans like the Wehrmacht was to Jews in Germany in the 30s. So have nothing to do with that.
Okay.
All right?
I did write to the principal of Red Lake, try to see if I could find a job through him.
Who?
So, the principal of the Red Lake High School.
Okay. Although I think he would probably have all sorts of things on his or her mind right now that might preclude considering your employment.
I understand, but I just wanted to see if
start with American Friends Service Committee and see where that takes you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Thanks very much, and keep up, please. I think people like you are so important.
All right, thanks, Bonnie. Appreciate you checking in. Appreciate you checking in. I didn't sound too short with her, did I, Kathy? Okay. About, you know. John is calling from Oregon. John, welcome to the program.
How are you today? Yeah,
I'm doing fine, sir.
Say, I come to you with an olive branch, and maybe you could help me understand this deal with Terry Schiavo down in Florida. Now, isn't there laws on the books in Florida that it's against the law to commit suicide?
I don't know about Florida law, but nobody, Terry Schiavo's not committing suicide. She died. She died 15 years ago. In as far as brain activity and ability to function, let me finish. As far as brain activity and the ability to function as a human being, that's A. Here's B. I hear right wingers, and I get the feeling that you're one, constantly bitching and harping and caterwauling about the sanctity of marriage. The sanctity of this marriage is as follows. This husband and wife had an agreement. And apparently the agreement was, if something happens to me, don't keep me alive like a slice of a piece of lettuce. Now, I have watched over the past couple of months every single disgusting, contemptible right-winger that this society can vomit up onto television come to destroy the sanctity of marriage, and they've been doing it for the past 15 years. This Schiavo case is a clear example of the utter hypocrisy of people who believe the way you believe.
Yeah, but what about common law marriage?
Screw that. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Look, goodbye. Get out of here, John. I don't want to talk to you. You know, you people make me sick. I will put you on for enough time to give you a severe case of red ass, and then I'm through. You've stopped amusing me, so go away. All right? What do you mean, what about common law marriage? Get out of here. Jeez, I hate these people. Suicide, huh? Let me ask you a question, jerkwad. If God wants Terry to live, why hasn't he healed her? Oh, never mind. What am I talking into cyber, you know, into the night here? Oh, I can't stand that. You know, again, I guy says he comes with an olive branch. Come with a mind. Come with logic. Come with sense. Come with dignity. Come with honor. Come with the sense of justice and morality. Take the olive branch and beat yourself with it. I'm not the least bit interested in this olive branch nonsense. You people are my mortal enemies. Do you understand that? You are the worst. You are destroying my country, and I hate you. So don't come to me with an olive branch. I'll shoot it out of your hands and then beat you to death with my rifle butt. Come to me with logic. Come to me with a sensible statement. Come to me with the decency to carry on a conversation that is not riddled with right-wing rhetorical nonsense. Olive branch my ass. Tanya is calling from Switzerland. I'm sorry you have to follow that, Tanya.
Hi there.
Hey.
I was going to talk about Sugrena, but I just thought I'd give you kind of a correspondence view because it's been very interesting to follow the U.S. news on the Sugrena case and to remember what happened on that day because, you know, I'd been sitting here for like 3 days straight with all the rumors going on that she was going to be released. And that was 3 days before she was released.
Right.
The day before she was released, they were talking in the Italian media about how they were going to send a jet down. The government was going to send a jet down.
Everybody knew about it. Hey, can you hold a second, Tanya? I hate
to
do this to you, but I got to take a break. Hold on. I'll come right back to you after the break. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
What do you get when you cross a ballerina with an insomniac? Someone who'll dance the night away. And that's what they're doing at a dance-a-thon put together by dancers and their community coalition to raise money for kids' after-school programs. And what do you get when people bring their groups together? Healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. So if you're involved with a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Bill emailed in that this being able to support with your dollars company corporations that support the country in turn or progressives in general is an excellent idea, and you all are familiar with it. But Bill sent in, there are two sites, ChooseTheBlue.com or Buy, B-U-Y, not B-Y, B-U-Y, buyblue.org. So those are the two. ChooseTheBlue.com or buyblue.org. All right, before we do the credits here, let's go back to Tanya real quick in Switzerland. Tanya, thanks for holding on.
Okay, I'll just make it quick. Let's just say one of the Arab news stations on the day of Segrena's release reported it somewhere around noon time. 2 hours later, every single news station in all of Europe had the news that she was being released within hours.
Right.
When we finally heard she was released, which was about 20 minutes after she was actually released, we'd heard, okay, they're on their way to the airport. And, I mean, I'm knowing this, if the U.S. guys that are down there aren't even listening to, like, Al Arabiya or any of the European news stations, then they're not doing their job. But also, one of her colleagues from Il Manifesto said the next day after the shooting had taken place that they had passed not one, but two regular U.S. security checkpoints.
Yes.
And the third one is the one where they got shot up.
Right, and that third one was set up by John Negroponte, who was a mass killer in Central America and has been a mass killer in Iraq.
Right.
These people don't care. You have to understand something, Tanya. The United States government is in the hands of people now who are totally amoral and unethical and are willing to commit murder on a grand scale if necessary. They don't care.
It just amazes me how blatant it is because, I mean, all of Europe and, I mean, probably all of the rest of the world except for the United States knew within 20 minutes of what was going on.
Exactly.
Of the shooting, of everything, you know. We were, like, sitting glued in front of our TVs waiting for her to be released and waiting to hear news that she got to the airport safely and everything. And we expected it to be that way.
I understand. Tanya, let me just say this, and I've got to move on.
Yeah.
For the foreseeable immediate future, the people of the rest of the world are going to have to understand something, and that is this country, the United States, as I said, is now run by killers. That's A.
Yeah.
B. Morality in this country has sunk to an all-time low. C. The religious crazies in this country, which constitute about 22% of the population, that's still a lot. That's still about 20 million people. They, for some reason, are in control. They are not real Christians. They don't follow the teachings of Christ. They claim to be Christians, but they are demons, every one of them. And lastly, the rest of the world is going to have to understand that America is on life support. We are in a coma. We have a feeding tube. I don't know how in the hell we're going to survive this. We may not. But the rest of the world better decide to find its own way for a while because there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can come from this country right now that is a benefit to anyone else on the planet or a benefit to any other society or government. That's just the way it is until we come out of this horrendous, hideous, dark period in our history. All right?
I hate to tell you, most of the rest of the world has found its own way since the Iraq War.
I understand that. Tanya, pass it on. I got to go. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for calling from Switzerland. Good Lord. Now, to the gang of bandits who put this program together tonight, thanks. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York engineered the program. David Fizika screened your calls. There's Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in upstate New York, Jim in Arkansas. All y'all, thank you very much. Kathy Bay is the executive producer, of course. And two websites, please check them out, MikeMalloy.com and AirAmericaRadio.com. What else we got? That's about it, right? Okay. Chip is calling from Florida. Chip, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you very much. Mike, I really enjoy your show. I just can't tell you, there's a couple of therapists out there that are bumming that they're not getting my money because you're actually providing the therapy for me that I so desperately need. But anyway, I just want to tell you, first of all, that I won't cuss and I won't say anything inappropriate sexually.
Thank you.
And I enjoyed tonight's show, but getting back to something you said earlier, I just wanted to bring out about Safari Club, that one of the most prevalent and outspoken members is none other than the wonderful Ted Nugent.
I know. It's a shame, isn't it? He's also on the board of directors of the National Rifle Association. You know that, of course.
Yeah, he's a nutcase, and he actually has a Let's Kill and Be Happy fun camp for youngsters that he tries to train people to be young killers of exotic animals.
Yeah, yeah, he's a real basket case, and I don't know, you know, what are you going to say? What are you going to say?
Well, it's funny enough, I saw photos. I went to the website and looked at it from the show last year in Reno, and I saw none other than the lovely young Rick Schroeder at the Safari Club event as well.
Who? Rick Schroeder?
Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky?
Wonder, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think he had an interview to be such a mean, vilified creep, but he is, after all.
Yeah, well, It's amazing how I don't quite understand what kind of a thrill there is in killing a member of a species for one reason, to chop off its head and hang it in your damn basement, knowing that that species is on the endangered list and soon will be extinct, so that the shooter's grandchildren or great-grandchildren will never, ever see that animal unless he goes into the attic and finds the head that Grandpa chopped off after killing the animal. It's sick. It's really sick. Yeah, I got to leave there. Chip, we're out of time. I'm sorry to cut you off, man. We got to go. Thanks. Next time we'll talk longer, I promise. Oi, 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 as Al Franken would say. Man. I don't want to send Chip back into therapy by cutting him off. I'm sorry, Chip. You know, I just have to go. Hey, thanks for participating tonight, even you right-wing lurkers. Sorta. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Hey, look, it's not a big deal, but you haven't told me you love me in a while.
What? Of course I have.
Yeah, but only when I say it first. You're never the one who starts
it. I love you.
Well, you can't say it now.
I love you?
Ugh.
It's still too soon.
Never mind.
Look, baby, I love you more than I love myself. I love you more than anything in this world. I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
Love can be exasperating, but finding it shouldn't be. More people have met on Match.com than any other site in the world. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request.